With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama has announced that he is ending his blockade of hundreds of military promotions. Brigadier General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon press secretary, said the nominee blockade had an impact.
As evidenced by everything that's going on in the world right now, we have a very important mission in terms of defending this nation. And anytime you add a level of uncertainty into the chain of command, it creates an unnecessary friction. It has an impact on readiness as we try to stay focused on the mission, which we are going to do.
Tuberville had put the nominations on hold because of the Pentagon policy of allowing abortions in the military. He said holds would continue, however, for about 11 of the highest-ranking military officers, those who would be promoted to what he described as the four-star level or above. The EU's Home Affairs Commissioner says Europe faces a huge risk of terrorist attacks over the holiday season due to the fallout from the war between Israel and Hamas. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Commissioner Ylva Johansson's warning comes as French investigators probe a fatal weekend attack near the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
With the upcoming holiday season, there is a huge risk of terrorist attacks in the European Union. We saw recently in Paris, unfortunately we have seen it earlier as well.
Johansson, whose brief includes security and immigration, adds the European Commission would provide an additional $32.5 million to help bolster security in vulnerable areas, notably places of worship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 79 points, the Nasdaq rose 44, with the S&P 500 down 2. This is SRN News. The Christian legal group Liberty Council has launched its annual Friend or Foe campaign, decided to protect the religious celebrations of Christmas in public places and in public schools. Spokesman Matt Staver says if Christians don't defend their religious freedom, future generations will suffer.
What kind of a message will that send to those young people? That message will be, God is off limits, it's a dirty word, you need to keep your faith out of your life and put it in some closet somewhere.
And that will have consequences for America for years to come.
Those little kids, those children, those high schoolers, they end up becoming our future leaders. And you know what? They're going to be policymakers, and they're going to remember the policy that they learned because we were silent. That's why we cannot remain silent.
If Christmas is being censored in your school or neighborhood, visit lc.org for free legal help. This is SRN News. CVS Health is introducing changes to how its prescription drug pricing model works.
That could lead to some savings for customers starting next year. The healthcare giant will roll out a new reimbursement model designed to make costs more predictable. The company will start offering it next year to some third-party cash discount card administrators. Cash discount cards like those offered by GoodRx can give customers a break on out-of-pocket costs for some prescriptions, depending on the person's coverage and the drug. CVS Health drugstores will use its new model more broadly in 2025. John Scott reports.
Belgian prosecutors say six people have been detained in connection with an investigation into suspected exports of sensitive products and technology that could be banned under sanctions against Russia. The investigation was launched following a tip-off and information provided by U.S. government agencies. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.